All right, welcome back to the Right State of Mind podcast. It's your boy Charlie back with another episode. I feel like it's been forever since I did a full episode, but I'm back with an episode. Excited, got a good friend with me, excited to come on and talk a little bit. Let me welcome my boy Desmond Harp. What's going on, my man?
Not much, man. How you been, Charlie?
I've been good. How about you?
Can't complain. Fatherhood, you know how that is. Got two babies now.
So. Oh, man, that fatherhood. So Desmond is a longtime friend of mine. Man, we met back in, what year was that? I don't want to date myself too much, but.
It was like spring of 08 when I came to visit Florence Dawn.
Yeah, man. So Desmond's a longtime friend of mine. We actually used to play baseball together. So that was back in my former life when we met. So been friends for a long time, kept in touch. And it's so crazy. This episode came about because I think we talked. You hit me up. I don't even remember. It was a long time ago when we first pitched this idea, and we just
doing the podcast. We talked back and forth about it, but you know, with schedules and stuff like that, we never been able to get together and do anything.
Exactly, and it's so funny. I'm glad it's coming together now because I'm excited about this. So. As y'all know, and if you don't, this is your first time listening, so there's a couple of different types of episodes that I usually do on this podcast. Most of the time I'm talking about a topic, you know, I'll bring somebody on and we're talking about a topic. There are some times where a fan or somebody will pitch something to me that they want me to talk about. I'll do that. But then there's also times where I'll bring somebody on and they'll share their story about a particular topic or an experience. And that's what this episode is about. So with my boy Dez, we talked about, you know, being raised by a single parent. And when he pitched that to me, I was like, man, that is one that I definitely would like to talk about because I know there's probably a lot of people out there that can relate to that. And I'm just curious to hear about it myself. I was just telling him, I find it so funny. The times that I've brought somebody on that I've known in my life, when they're sharing their story, I know of it, but I've never heard like the full story. So I'm just excited as anybody else to hear like the full story. So that's what the topic is going to be about today with my boy, Dez. You ready to get into it?
Let's do it, man. It's a pleasure to be here to express everything with you, man. Like I said, we go back a long way. We've been through a lot of things. Some fun times, I say that. Some fun times.
Yeah, and some times that we cannot talk about on this show, but that's okay.
No. It's been 10 years, so we good now.
Yeah, you're right. We're grown now. All right, so, man, I will let you kind of get into it. I guess we can just start from the beginning and paint the picture for everybody to kind of get an idea of kind of your background.
My background, small, like I said, I'm from a small town, Whitmire, South Carolina. Most people never really heard of it. Pearl of the Piedmont. We're known for pretty much a little fair we have every year called Party in the Pines. We're surrounded by industrial companies that produce lumber, paper, things like that. So you can get the Party in the Pines concept. But yeah, with me, I have an older brother, grew up with a single parent dad. He raised two athletic boys. That's all we knew growing up, outside playing sports, just doing stuff with our dad. Mom was around, but she wasn't in the picture like most families you would see. So I mean, it's kind of a weird relationship, I would say, because I mean she's around, but she's never really been around. If you get what I'm saying with that,
yeah.
But yeah, man. My dad has been everything in my life. He's been my support system, my rock. Anything I wanted to do in life, he's pushed me to do it. And never let anybody tell you not to, you know. Because we get to that point now where a lot of people would say, hey, you may not can do this. My dad was there, always the one like, hey, you can do whatever you want to do. I was always a bigger kid than any other kids growing up. So I play a lot of different sports. Different positions, and everybody's like, maybe he should. And my dad's like, my child's going to do whatever he wants to do. And if he can do it to the max, let him do it. Never put any boundaries on my life growing up. but he always steered me the right way of, you know, hey, you know, if you want to do things, you got to go down this path and stuff like that. Don't stray. Like I said, I got a lot of friends who went different paths than I did. So, I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunities that I was given as a kid from my father and how he was able to raise two boys by himself. But yeah, I'm just a good old Southern guy who pretty much enjoys the everyday things of life, just being able to enjoy family, friends, and good old college football. You know, other than that, I'm pretty simple. I enjoy just the finer things in life and just remembering moments, man. Because once you leave this place, that's all people have of you is moments.
Yeah.
And I try to make the best of those moments as possible.
I understand that, man. I appreciate you for sharing that for sure. So definitely, I find that interesting. So you said it was you and you have an older brother and raised by pops. Raised by pops. Yep, you said mom was around, but not around. So like when you think back on that, what was that like as a young boy? And you said older brother, correct?
Older brother. Yeah, we're 6 years apart.
Gotcha. So being the youngest, having an older brother, dad, mom around, not around, what was that kind of like for you when you think back growing up?
It was more of the attention thing, you know? You're young and you don't understand why someone's not around. So you want the attention. You want the kind of the justification of why. So, and it was just one of those things. As a kid, I would say I got in trouble a little bit because of the missing factor of my mom not being there and just wanting attention from other people. So negative or positive, I was just always seeking that attention. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that as a kid, you kind of question, like, why is this happening? Are you the reason? Things like that.
Mm. Yeah. And did you ever, because I'm sure you were asking probably your dad and other family members, the people that was in your life, asking kind of why this and why that's happening. Did you ever feel like you got a good explanation for that?
I mean, of course not. You know, at that time, people who are close to you, they're trying to explain it to you. They are explaining it, try to, I would say, kind of shield you from the actual truth, you know? Or, like, shield you for something that may be devastating to you when you find out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can say I've never really got a definite answer. I've always looked at it now as, I mean, I know with kids now, I would never want to be away from them in any point. I mean, if I'm at work, it's a whole different thing. Like, you know, I'm away from my kids. You constantly worry, like, hey, are they okay? Things like that. So for someone to not want to be around, it's kind of one of those you don't understand. Mm-hmm. And I probably never will understand. I'll probably never give the explanation that I deserve. But, I mean, it's just one of those things I've learned to grow up and realize that not everyone who is in your life is for you or want to be for you. So it's just one of those things I just look at it as a lesson learned, and hopefully the love's there. If it's not, I can't speak on that, but hopefully it comes to a point where now, because there's grandkids involved, you kind of understand, like, hey, maybe things should turn around. But until then, you can't change people unless everyone changes yourself. That's just how it is. It'll forever be that way. But like I said, I always, like now, I realize that with having kids, it's a different feeling. So I would never want to be away from my kids.
I got you on that. And I guess one of the questions I have is, when you were a kid, was there a time where you can look back and say, like this was a time where I was the most affected by not having my mom around? Like, was there like a certain age or time period in your life where it was maybe the most challenging?
I would say growing up in general, because I mean, I would say every kid needs their mom no matter boy or girl. It's just it's a nurturing thing.
Right.
It's a different kind of love from a mom and a father. Fathers are going to, you know, toughen kids up no matter boy or girl. They're going to be that tough love. But that mom's going to be that nurturing love that every kid needs, that comfort, that peace of mind that, you know, you can run to and things like that. So I guess to me, it's just always all my life because I've always had that has been my dad. So, I mean, I've had both sides. I've had the hard love and I had the nurturing side from him. So it's just one of those things, like, you can't make people want to be in your life. And you can't always, they won't always agree with you. And you can talk and you can have conversations about things. But like I said, until people want to change themselves, things will never change.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because I always say, like 90% of the people that I talk to on a daily with clients, I always find it interesting that a lot of the stuff that they talk about, how it relates back to like their childhood and their upbringing and like the ways that it plays a role now.
For sure.
And it's almost like literally every time, whether it's, you know, anxiety, depression, anything that they're talking about, a lot of times when they talk about their childhood and upbringing, that's where we start. And it always plays a role in there. So my question for you is, like, looking back, let me ask this, how has it kind of played a role and affected you into the person like that you are now?
It's played a role of, I just want to be better, you know? I want to be better for my kids than I had growing up. So it's just one of those things. It just pushes me to be a better dad every day, no matter if it's financially, support. Anyway, I just want to be a better husband, a better dad.
Yeah. What about, because like, this is so funny that it happened. So the other day, I was looking at a video. It was a video that my brother posted of my mom, and she was talking about something. It was kind of like an inspiring kind of thing. And I was laughing with my partner, and I was saying, like, well, it's so funny because she always says, like, comments just about my mindset. Like, the way I am, always positive, always, like, trying to work hard and stuff like that. And I heard my mom, and I was and my dad is kind of the same way. And I was laughing with her and saying, like, now you see why I have the type of like mindset I have. It's really because of those two. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, they pounded that kind of stuff in my head. So like being around them kind of made me the way I am today. How has like being around your dad and your older brother, how has that played a role on a personal level and made you the person that you are now?
I can say for my dad, just seeing him take care of two boys, the sacrifices he's made and things like that's one thing for sure that I'm appreciative to this day, because it was a lot of sacrifice he had to sacrifice for me. Growing up as a kid, playing a lot of sports, so I mean it was a lot of travel, and a lot of times with a one income household, a lot of times it's not possible, and he made it possible. That's one of those things that, like, he's always been dedicated to making sure that we had the best or the best opportunities we had. So that's another thing that forever I will endure because of his hard work and how he took care of two boys by himself. And no matter what people thought or what people said, like, how he showed them different. And with my brother, it would be more of the athletic side. He's old, like I say, 6 years older, he's taller. He's good at basketball, good at football. He almost went to Carolina and played football, man. For Lou Holtz, it was a crazy thing. I got to meet some of those guys back in the day on a recruiting visit, like Ryan Brewer, Andrew Pinnick, and all those dudes. It was crazy. But just him, just seeing him and just want to be better than him and athletically. And my brother's a big gentle giant, man. He don't want to hurt nobody. He's calm, cool, collective. So that's why I try to be more like him, but it was more of the athletic standpoint and on the personality with him is just trying to be a better athlete than him and taking that calm personality and that he has and trying to install it in myself.
Yeah, that's good, man. And you know, we got to give Dad his flowers because that is like it's truly inspiring. Oh, for sure. When you grow up and see that, like when you see your parents work that hard, I think one of the things that it does is like it plays a role where it doesn't give you any excuse not to work hard. Like if you see somebody do that,
exactly,
like it's always like I don't have any excuse not to work hard. Like I know if he can do it, then I can do. So was that one of the things with you when you saw that? It's just kind of inspiring for you.
Oh yeah, it was very because like I said, hardships, whatever hardship was in the way. He never made it seem like it was something that we couldn't get past. So, I mean, to this day, I'm the same way. No matter if it's a work issue or anything, it's just if it's a hardship, I know I can sit back, look at it, and get through it because my dad has been through a lot. He's done a lot for me. And like I said, I'll be forever grateful for the man that he is.
Yeah, for sure. And you just made me think of something because as I was talking to you earlier, like there's like a couple of questions I had for you. And one of them was just when you go through that experience, my question is, how do you think it has affected your like mental health today? And what I just thought of is because when I think about that question, I was actually just talking about this with the client yesterday. When I think about that question, you just kind of if someone asked me that question, that's like mm-hmm. what you just said is very similar to what I would say of when I was growing up, it was kind of the same thing. When you see your parents handle adversity, like I always say, my mom's probably the strongest person I've ever met in my life. And my dad as well. Mm-hmm. Like they're like very strong. And I've always seen them like handle adversity and hard times. So for me, when I go through a hard time, like I never have that like thought of like giving up. You know what I mean? And sure. This is stuff I've thought about, but like, I've never had that thought of like, oh, I'm done. I can't do it. It's always like, man, this sucks. It's really hard, but I know I'll get through it kind of thing. And mm-hmm. I guess you don't realize until you get older kind of where that comes from, because there's a lot of people that I meet that don't have that. You know what I'm like? There's a lot of people that don't have that. And one of my clients yesterday was saying that he struggles with that. Because when he's around somebody and they're like that, he can't relate. Just because like so many people, when they go through a tough time, how many times do you see somebody like kind of give up or give in, that kind of thing? So I do think your environment, kind of the role models that you grew up around, like just how big of a role mm-hmm. it plays into your mentality, your mindset now in adulthood. So I know you just said that. So would that be your answer, or is there another thing that you can think of how being in that environment and around those type of role models has played a role with your mindset and like mental health overall now?
Within my immediate family, for sure. Like I said, seeing the hardships my dad went through and how he overcame them. So that's for sure something that I know that I've installed in myself that no matter what, I can get through it. There's a possible way. Like I said, grew up in the church, so you know it always goes back to just belief. So it's just one of those things like no matter whatever hardships thrown at you, God, he gives his toughest battles to his toughest soldiers. So I feel like my dad was a saint, really, because he did a lot, man. He overcame a lot. I've seen a lot as a kid, and I've seen a lot of things that could have broke a lot of people down, but it never broke him down. He always overcame, and he did what's best for his two boys.
That's awesome. Shout out to Pops. Shout out to Pops.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Joe Hart, man. He's a Joe. Real OG.
Real Look at OG. That. With a name like Joe, man. You know, that's a tough son of a gun.
Real OG. All my friends used to call him Morgan Freeman.
That's funny.
My wife does it too. She calls him Morgan Freeman because he just speaks wisdom.
Oh yeah, that's true. I like that. I like that. With that side, what about what would you say growing up in that environment, one parent, not having the answers that you wanted, but also seeing the strong side of your dad. What was your biggest challenge growing up in that type of environment?
Man, I wouldn't say in the environment with just being my dad and my brother, the biggest challenge. I'll say, man, like, where I'm from, man, that's the challenge itself, you know? Because a lot of people don't have the will to get out, you know? So it's just one of those things. He's always instilled in us to go other places, you know? Find out what's out there. Because you never know what's out there unless you up and go. And he always pushed us to go and chase our dreams and do other things from where we're actually from. Always don't settle. That was the main thing he always told us. Don't always settle. Because if you settle, then you get complacent. Then you kind of get to the point of do you love what you're doing and stuff like that. He's like, no matter what, go and chase your dreams and do what you love. So that's one thing that me and my brother's always been doing, just chasing what we love. I played baseball for a long time, and I'm thankful I got to do so because of him, because he always told me, no matter what, that you can do what you want to do if you just fight through it. Because there's been times, man, I almost hung it up. Your first year at Carolina, I'm telling you, I was 2 seconds from quitting at Flodar, and I was about to call you and be like, bro, I'm about to become a student with you. it was a tough time, man. I'm telling you. That's for a different time before we can talk about that. But like I said, man, with all that stuff that I've been through, man, my dad's really been my motivation, because seeing what he's been through and pushing forward and stuff like that, man. He's really a real one for sure.
Yeah, because that's what I was about to say. I bet you during that tough time where you're about to hang it up, though, that's probably when you lean back on kind of like what you were taught growing up and just your role model. I always say, man, that stuff, that, like, you don't realize until you get older how much that helps. Because, like, when you're younger, like, there were so many times when I was younger and the parents were drilling things into my head, and it just felt like, it feels like they're just trying to be mean, or like they're just trying to get on you about certain stuff. And it just seems like when you're a kid, it's like, it's annoying. And it's like, why do you keep telling me this? Or why does she keep telling me that? Or why does she keep being this way towards me? And then when you get older, you're like, yeah. But like, but then when you get older and you get out into the real world, because I remember my parents always, they used to say that, oh, when you get in the real world, you'll see, like, things like that. They used to say stuff like that. And you don't realize it until you get older and you're in that real world, and then you get hit with some adversity or a challenging time.
For sure.
And you're like, oh, like, now I see why they were like that. And I see, I'm thankful. Like, I'm thankful for going through that, because now I feel like it has equipped me with the tools that are necessary to get through this type of stuff. So, shout out to Joe. Shout out to the environment. Because I know, like, when that time, that's probably when you leaned on some of the stuff that your dad taught you just to get through that tough times, man. So,
for sure.
Yeah. So, another, I guess, you know, wrapping up here towards the end, my last question is, like, when you think back and we're talking about, you know, your childhood and stuff like that, if you had a chance, though, like, what would you say to the younger you that was coming up through all of that, if you could give them some words of wisdom?
Younger me, it was more of the people around you who are truly, truly there for you. They will be there always. That's the main thing I can say, because there's a lot of people who were there who say they were there for whatever reason. But, you know, time goes on, you start seeing people like that who are really not there for you kind of fade off. So, I mean, they'll always, everyone's not your friend. Your true friends are always going to be there. That's the main thing I would say. Just keep pushing. That's one of those things. Never doubt yourself. Keep pushing. Because there was times where people will tested me as a kid, and I doubted myself. You know what I mean? Because if someone says something enough, it kind of gets to you. So you doubt yourself. But it's just one of those things, like, you know, people's opinion of you isn't the real thing. Just keep pushing and keep striving for greatness, man. Like LeBron said, keep strive for greatness.
Hey, man, look at you, boy. I'm about to start doing a little poetry snaps that they do.
Hey, that's awesome. My wife, she clams on me because I said wear a Livestrong bracelet. And she was like, like, bro, like, that's so early 2000s. I was like, man, when I first bought it, I was like, Livestrong. It just stuck with me ever since. And I've been wearing it ever since, man. I never take it off. She's mad because it's in our wedding photos. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Man, listen, I might have to agree with Lance Armstrong, but it's all right. It's all right.
He might have cheated, but hey, it was a good marketing scheme at the time.
Oh, hey, I hear you. I can get with you on that side because the Livestrong part definitely applies to what we're talking about right now. You got to live strong through the tough times. So I'm gonna throw you a bone there, and I'll help you with that. But you know, we might need to find something else that says live strong on it. But that's another episode for another time. But no, man, like, for sure, I agree with what you're saying, and I appreciate that. And anybody who's listening, you know, that kind of went through that or is thinking about that, can relate to that, I'm sure they would agree, because those are definitely some good words. Because I know when you're in that tough time, it can seem kind of like the doom and gloom of, you know, this is life. It sucks. It's tough. I'm never going to really get through this. So glad to see that you kind of persevered through that, made it out on the other end, man. Very inspiring. Yeah, man. I appreciate it. So, yeah, man. So about that, that's about it for this episode, man. I really do just want to say, man, I appreciate you coming on. Like I said, very inspiring. I know a lot of people can probably relate to this episode. So just super, super thankful, man, that we finally got it in. How about that? We finally got it recorded.
For sure, man. For sure. For sure, man. Hey, and like I said, I want to say something else, man. I've lost a lot of teammates recently. Different things, man. Health, taking their own life, stuff like that. But, I mean, just people reach out if you need to talk to somebody, man. Like, I always, like, with me and you, it's always a random text every now and then, and we can brighten each other's day. So, I mean, find somebody that you can talk to and get help if you need it, because, I mean, I've lost a few friends early in life, you know, a little too early, you would think. So, like I said, go and talk to someone. Find help if you need it. You know, there's always somebody out there willing to listen.
Yeah, man, for sure. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I'm an advocate for the mental health, man. Definitely reach out. Support is key. Sure. Support is key, man. The type of people you have in your life.
For sure.
Super, super, super key. So, again, man, we thank you for coming on the Right State of Mind podcast. And for you guys out there listening, appreciate y'all for listening. That's it for this episode. We'll see y'all next time. Hey, if you can do me a favor, go ahead and rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. Help your boy out. Follow me on social media, Right State of Mind Pod. And that is it for this episode. Appreciate you, Dez.
Always, Charlie.